Mitchell says also that Magruder told him, Magruder, that Bart Porter talked to him about his testimony regarding accounting for the purposes of money, cash, that Porter gave to Liddy. That Porter was the keeper of a revolving cash fund and was instructed to and did give amounts of cash to Liddy. And he discussed what the purpose of that would be and how it was accounted for and so on with me before he went up to give his testimony. He was happy to say testimony.
April 7th, mostly.
specific ban of $8,000 to Dick Howard, which Howard has been trying to get him to cover up. And Magruder said it's got to cover it up because it's a very embarrassing situation. I said, well, what is it? He said he was getting Howard in to have $8,000 to buy some books. So what's embarrassing about that? I said, well, we can't let it get out. I said, well, no, I'm sure what that was. He said he was going around to bookstores all over town buying up a lot of books for some reason. Well, obviously what that was close to high level of sales of the air. Here on the bestseller list. So I don't see any problem with that. He said this was a book that we felt a lot of people ought to have, and we wanted to take some money and get it out for distribution. I mean,
don't get excited about that sort of
thing. Jed isn't concerned about it. He says there were a lot of other campaigns that also, almost all of them were ads. And he said they were all, I'm told, legal. But some of them were rather confused, but it was still like they were purposeful. They also did, they gave Folsom the money.
That was pre-April 7th.
They Folsom the money to pay for the Kennedy mailing in New Hampshire, which Folsom informed them was ordered by the president. And that was why Folsom and Folsom made the payment. And Jeb said, I won't, I'm not, that's why we shouldn't be involved. And Folsom said, this is ordered by the president. Jeb said, that was this guy here who ran a writing campaign for Kennedy. That's a different issue.
How would we handle that? Or Colson would not.
The Liddy was working at the committee in January, February, and March, but he wasn't working for the committee. He was doing things at other people's direction. Jeff doesn't know what he was doing. But he was traveling some.
I would be surprised if Colson were to hold through the client or mailing.
Well, I absolutely challenge that. I said that I know what they certain is not true. Mitchell interjected. I said Colson would, even if that were the case, Colson wouldn't have said it, and I can't concede that it would be the case. And if it were not the case, I know Colson didn't do that kind of thing. And Mitchell laughed and he said, that only betrayed your lack of knowledge of what's going on. This Colson did not have much that kind of thing. In other words, do you think maybe Colson, they used the president's name, well, Mitchell saw it too. Now, Magruder also says that after agreement with John Dean, I testified, and I have consistently testified, that there was only one meeting in the Mitchell office, and that this was after Liddy's hiring by the committee, that was to discuss his role in the committee. He said it was Dean's idea that I so testified, and I did. And Dean also told me to destroy my diary, which I did not do because they had already subpoenaed it and they had it anyway. And my diary shows that there were several meetings, so I had to say one of those meetings was canceled. My diary would have been scheduled for this cancer, so there was only one lead. Mitchell interjected at that point, so there's no question in my mind about the meeting in Arthur Becker's office when one of your partners came out and they moved his office. This was after one of the meetings, where we discussed how to testify regarding the meetings. They seem to be very important. Jeff said, I could have very easily said we did have a meeting, but I didn't, because Dean told me not to. And he said, so he cannot now go and say that we did have a meeting. Because then it's either his credibility or mine, and we've got a problem. And Magruder's point is, everybody's, I don't want anybody to corroborate what I said, but I sure don't want anybody to impeach me. So I take my little note about this, maybe we'll look at the rest of it.
Well, the number 80 is something.
Specific mention of bugging rejected the plan anyway.
That's the other point.
So they rejected the plan.
One of the things they're worried about is if a court who was working on budget stuff probably may even have copies of the charts and stuff that they didn't use, and probably worked with him on, because Lee said, I have $1 million, I've got to work out a budget as to how I utilize the $1 million or something. The court probably worked with him on that.
The court was not in the office meetings.
But the court may have Lee could very well come back and say, well, let's shop again. Then Lily did get approval for $250,000. They gave him $250,000. Which he carried out whatever activities he carried out. I don't know what they were doing.
It's not bad. He could have thought this was not good. But it's worse. So they asked for $250,000.
But he got it 3 months later or something.
They weren't approving it. Yeah, so he planned.
But now Deb intends to say that they're sorry. I'm sitting here in the system of the president. I'm not in a position to make any such thing. And I said,
no problem with it because Colson has suffered on the testimony. He's already failed. The problem needs to be concluded is whether somebody comes up with something that conflicts with what he said. I can't do that without a knowledge. Colson can't do it because he's already testified otherwise. Strauss possibly could have been wrong. That's just his truth. Get that.
Well, the one thing that came out during the campaign, which is
That's not what they eat on, Matthew. He is God.
No.
Well, our testimony on the hill eats on what did John do?
Well, because the power of that bunch, or just a little of that. Never had more of that.
What's your cutting deal is going to satisfy all that? Wiger won't be satisfied unless we meet over there. Wiger voted against her in court. The only one that maybe did. He couldn't vote it on the resolution or an executive session. Vote session. You heard a correct quote on why they're here in vote session. Because I never believe you. And I'm putting that on the witness stand in public until you know what you're going to say.
Chairman and the ranking.
member.
Right.
Plus council would be one council member.
Right.
I flare out. And he says, no, not with the full committee. So he said, okay, so we're done. Full committee at the Blair House on the record and with council.
Sure.
And totally open.
So that with the, I have laid somewhat of a foundation for that. As you know, for a categorical statement, of course, I'm not going to send it up to the committee. I'm sorry. I said, the president's council, so forth, you cannot invoke the president's question. You can only go and answer it for yourself. You cannot comment on other things.
I think it's still exercise privilege. Not any of them could exercise that. Would exercise privilege in certain areas, whether when you get off of our cell phones. That's Colson's argument. I think he's right.
You could offer yourself to your account.
I mean, I'm not going to testify to hearsay, because the hearsay that I pick up is related to my job,
right.
Which is privilege.
Right.
People are communicating with me on the basis of things they may want the president to know.
Right.
And vice versa.
You would testify about your own activity.
They try to subpoena my notes. I would refuse to deliver my notes, because my notes are based on my conversation with the president.
Right.
I don't have a diary, so I think
it's one that everybody
really kept a diary. Well, just not a diary, a
daybook.
Daybook, yeah. Log of his meetings.
The way it looks to me, the way that where it does stand for, it's got to be reassured.
It's been reassured by the office of the big reassurance. Now what he needs is to get off the reassurance from Strawn and Dean that they aren't going to
Strawn
beach his testimony.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah. It's better if I can stay on Dr. Strawn. Get me involved. He isn't going to. It's better that he can say he hasn't discussed this with me. There's no reason to. I have all my reports to hold for this timely reports that just to fill in broke memoranda that there was nothing for the file, there was no action for the site.
So they will ask you
for the record. I don't keep anything. It's all gone. Because it went back to Strawn and tossed it. It's like I tossed them on the paper. It was in the news or something. I tossed it in something.
Just a smile. I walk by. Don't say a word.
Right. fairly sound position, but you can't use counsel to corroborate the testimony of other people. You don't want to use counsel to testify in his own defense.
To testify in his own defense.